Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great Michael Irvin is brought to you by Bet America, America's Sportsbook. Jersey Mike's a sub above and Bright Prop Swap. And here he is, Michael Irvin. Hello, Michael.
Man, you know what? I love you, New York, you New Yorkers. Man, you guys are the best, man. And that's the one spot that I am definitely going this off season is Dubai. I don't care what anybody says.
You going to Dubai?
Oh, boy.
To see it. I heard you say, I'm looking at part of the bombs flying
around. Not too far away, Mike. You know what I mean?
We don't want to leave the continent, let alone go to the Middle East.
You play golf, Mike? Do you play golf or not?
I don't play golf. I can't, you know, my back and my neck, I can't torque my body that way, you know, and I may fall and never be able to move again. So
I see.
Stenosis and the injury. So I don't get to play it. But I've always wanted to go to Dubai, man. If you look at it, they got the police cars and the Ferraris and all of that. I mean, I just want to see it. I'm not going
to
test them.
I will admit this. Seeing pictures of Dubai,
it's
crazy.
It's nuts.
It's ridiculous. So.
It really is.
But you know what? I don't want to go there. All that said, I'm with Joe on that. When you hear the name, because we were talking about it the other day after the Charger-Chiefs game, when you hear and think about Philip Rivers, the quarterback, what do you think of? Well, how do you define Philip Rivers' career in your mind?
And you know what, man? And that's so funny because the other day after the game, they were talking about it around here. I was here at my workout and I was listening to it, and they were talking about Tony Romo and Philip Rivers, two people that put up great numbers but never won anything, never won a Super Bowl and anything. They were saying he's a surefire Hall of Famer because he has numbers. But it made me think about it. I'm like, I don't know, you know, and even watching that game, I'm like, honestly, I'm just going to see it. Hey, it's time for the Chargers to move on.
Yeah, I agree.
I really do. It's just time for the Chargers to move on, man. And maybe Philip Rivers still has some football in him and still play. But if you don't give Philip Rivers, I mean, he needs a great run game and a great defense, and you can still use him. But asking Philip Rivers to go and win big games, game after game, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And I love his competitiveness. I love his fire. Mm-hmm. But I just don't see it.
He does. The one thing I think he really has going for him to me is that he plays all the time, Mike. You know, he's got a 200-and-something game starting streak going on.
And Romo didn't.
Yeah,
that's
Romo
one of the big differences.
Not play. He got hurt a lot, Romo. No doubt about it.
Right. But playing all the time and never winning anything, I mean, okay.
I understand the best ability is availability,
but I want your availability commingled with your ability to take me somewhere.
Right.
If not, you can take your butt somewhere and sit down. We ain't going nowhere. I mean, your availability is not helping the ability get us anywhere. Then we're in a bad place.
Well, let me ask you this, and don't worry that you're on in New York, okay? Forget that you're on in New York.
Right,
about that. Eli Manning or Philip Rivers? Who's better? Who was better, obviously?
And here again, that's the perfect question. Because I'm honestly, dude, no joke, I'm taking Eli here.
Yeah,
I understand that when you see it, maybe you say, well, maybe Philip's a little more consistent in this area. But I don't want you to consistently win games for me. I want you to be able to hit that high place when it's the pressure place and make some plays in that place, because that's the place that's going to take us somewhere. And that's exactly where Eli has succeeded and exactly where Philip Rivers has failed. When he gets to that high place to make those plays to get you over the top, to get you to that top place, he's failed. And Eli has made plays in that high place that got him over the top to the top place. I will take Eli in that situation.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Of course, we're talking to the great Michael Irvin. Terrific game coming up tomorrow night. Really, division lead on the line here, no doubt about it. The Colts and the Texans in Houston. How about this game tomorrow night in Houston, Mike?
when you go back, and I was just watching it and watching it earlier today, that Week 7 contest between these two teams, which was a pretty good game because they moved the ball up and down the field. Both teams did. The only thing that was different was when Indy got in the red zone, they scored a touchdown. When Houston got in the red zone, they kicked field goals. And that was the huge difference. And Houston has to learn somehow, some way, to get the ball in the end zone when they get in the red zone. And it's another thing I'm starting to worry about with Houston. I mean, I love that we get to watch that those incredible plays by Deshaun Watson. But it's too much. It's too much. You got to give them let's do some easy stuff. Let's do some consistent stuff. And then fall back on incredible when it's needed. But you can't go incredible every play and expect to have consistency through a series. It's not happening, and that's what's happening in Houston. They rely so much on Deshaun Watson, so much on all of that incredible ability, and he's bailed them out so many times that he'll never be able to win a lot of games and get to the promised land if that's all they're doing. Those plays have to be reserved for special times and not all the time because you'll never win that way.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. When I think of their opponent, the Colts, now, I think about resiliency. I think about it from when they wanted to hire a coach in Josh McDaniels and he changed his mind. I think of the resiliency of Andrew Luck's retiring what felt like minutes before the season. And even in their last game, Marlon Mack gets hurt. He breaks his hand. And here's this Jonathan Williams. Who the heck is he? And the resiliency of overcoming that. That's what they're all about now, Michael. It seems like they are the best at just overcoming all of these obstacles that have been put in their way the last couple of years.
Evan, you know what? That's so good, too, man, what you're saying. And what do we always hear people say? Well, the coach takes on the personality of the head coach. That's what the team takes on, the personality of a head coach. What has Frank Reich been about?
Yeah.
Resiliency. He was there in Maryland when they made that great comeback. He was in Buffalo when they made those great comebacks.
Yep.
That's what he preaches. That's what he teaches. We'll talk about why have they played down and lost to some teams that they should have beat, but then they're going to play up and beat the teams that they don't expect to beat. And I think it lies somewhere in what you are talking about. When you put a fight in front of them, something they feel they got to fight back, a fight over, a fight through, man, that resiliency comes out and they play their best football. But when you put something we're supposed to walk through this, well, that's where they kind of falter and lose to teams that they shouldn't lose to. But resiliency is exactly what that team is built on. I think they're so lucky. They're so lucky that Josh McDaniels did what he did, they got Frank Wright.
No doubt about it. No, you're 100% right about that.
They're so lucky because Frank Reichman, he's a hell of a coach, and he's doing a hell of a job. Every other team, a lot of people would have failed when Andrew Luck retired on Christmas Eve. Santa was stuck in the chimney when he retired. Santa was in the chimney. Just relax. The gifts are right about to be under the tree. Hold on, buddy. Let us get it. And he said, I'm out of here. Santa was in the chimney. That's how close it was. And this man still got his team fighting and playing for first place tomorrow night. Incredible job by Frank Wright.
Yeah, he's done a tremendous job, no doubt about it. All right, how about the Raiders? You know, they're coming to play my team this week, Sunday. I'm actually excited for this game. My team's won two in a row. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there amongst the – I'm sure there'll be plenty of black hole-ites there, if you want to call them that, the Raider fans. But what's your thoughts on Oakland? How good is Oakland in your mind?
Wait, don't wax over that like a young Danielson and Karate Kid. You can't just wax over that. Are you telling me two in a row has pulled you out?
Out. I've always been out. I mean, I want to win games.
I know, but I'm talking about you ready to go back to the game now.
Well, I've been through a couple games this year, right? The two games I was at were two disasters.
Loud again, you know. Hey, two in a row, baby. Hey, let's just keep this going.
I don't know. It's hard for me. You know, I'm not used to this, Mike. What do you want me to do? I realize it's the Giants and the Redskins. What do you want me to do, Mike? What do you want me to do?
Y'all are the best. Hey, y'all are the best, man. I just tell you what, man. It really is. But this is a good game now because they're starting to feel good. Two in a row will make you feel good. You man, we got something here now. All we got to do is this, do that. And Oakland, say what you will, that's another one. Oakland, as much as we gave John Gruden all that flack by letting them boys get out, getting rid of Khalil Mack, getting rid of Amari Cooper and all of that, he's done an incredible job of getting that team back. Derek Carr's having the best season of his life. And they found a gem in that kid, Jacob. That kid can run. He was my favorite to be Rookie of the Year. He certainly hasn't disappointed. Now, of course, I got the Raiders winning this game. I hate to tell you.
No, I'm sure you do.
Guys,
I have no
doubt. Yeah, I got the Raiders winning this game, guys. But I think the Chiefs will give them a good game. They'll give them a good game. And I wonder now if the Raiders don't suffer from this. Okay, now they're feeling so good about the teams they're beating, and they look and say, oh, the Jets, we should be able to take care of the Jets and find themselves in a tough situation.
Well, they better not.
In that game.
They're not good enough to do that.
Let me just throw this at you, too. You know, they play the Chiefs next week, the Raiders.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you're just sandwiched between that victory last week and what you're about to face next week. And you say, oh, these are just the Jets, man. We should be able to take care of them and go. And you catch yourself in a game, late in a game, and you're saying, oh, let's try to flip this switch and turn it on. And it ain't happening. And it doesn't happen. And you lose this game. So they better be ready for a game.
You mentioned the Khalil Mack deal. And I think the jury is still out on if that was the right decision, because it's not as if the picks they got back is what's built this team. They had a great draft. But a lot of that is picks that they already had. Is that they did a really good job in picking Max Crosby in the third or fourth round whenever they picked him, and he had three or four sacks last week. So they'd be better if they had Khalil Mack. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's strictly, see, they were right. They dealt Khalil Mack. We all thought they were nuts. I still kind of think they were nuts to trade a guy like Khalil Mack.
Yeah, no doubt. Boy, you could imagine if they had Khalil Mack on that defense right now. You'd be saying, wow. That's something with all that they picked up anyway. But they couldn't come to an agreement on that. They couldn't come to an understanding on it. And from their perspective, if you go and talk to them about it, they'll say, well, we saved that money.
Right.
We spent that money over here. We screwed up the offensive line and all of those things. And they'll say, those are the things that you're not looking at. That's what they'll try to justify and say, those are the things that you're not looking at. And I'm like you, Evan. I'm like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to you. Khalil Mack on this team right now would be just what you need to probably get you over the hump. Because I don't have Oakland. It'll be Las Vegas pretty soon. I wonder how long it's going to take before we mess that up. You know, when they go to Las Vegas.
Just call
them the Raiders. I still say San Diego.
Right. Well, of course.
Right. It's just so I don't. But anyway, I digress. You know, I got Oakland right now right under the top-tier teams, right in that next level, right under the top-tier teams. Now, if they had Khalil Mack, maybe they inch up a little bit towards that top tier.
We're talking to Michael Irvin here in his weekly spot. Looking at this weekend, the Chicago Bears are taking on the Giants. I actually like the Giants in this game. Coming off the bye, they should be relatively healthy. But the Bears have been one of the biggest disappointments. And to me, it starts with the quarterback. And now we've got this debate. Is Trubisky actually healthy, or does he just stink? Well, I think the answer, Michael, is both. But what's your thought right now on the state of Trubisky and this Bear offense?
And at some place, I liked his development. Maybe a year and a half ago, but I don't know what has happened now. And when you're developing a quarterback, you're giving him a little bit more each and every year. Look at Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys. He's been progressing each and every year. And that's what I try to tell the people in Dallas when I do interviews. I say, hey, they're calling for Coach Gary's head. And I'm like, okay, you can call for his head if you want. I understand that. But don't call for this offense to start all over, because this kid is progressing each year in this system. And look at what has happened with Aaron Rodgers when he had to adjust to a new system. You know, he didn't start out so well. Trubisky was progressing in that system pretty well early on, but now it's taken a turn, man. I can't believe I picked them the other night against the Rams, because I just thought the Rams without Gurley, Brandon Cooks was out, Robert Woods said that. I was like, man, where's the Rams offense against that defense? But I mean, that offense of the Chicago Bears looked so bad so bad. And it's bad when your head coach is when he's an offensive-minded guy, and that offense looks like that. And to double down on it, you have to sit back and say, what did we do? We had Patrick Mahomes, we had Deshaun Watson sitting right there, and we reached all the way over them to get Trubisky. What did we do? And that's something they'll probably live with for the next 15 years.
All right, Sunday, late game. Actually looking forward to this game after I come back from the Jet game. The Cowboys in Foxborough. I mean, can your squad go in there and beat them? What's your thoughts on this game, Mike?
Here's what I see here now, because Dallas, that offense of New England right now, it's just not clicking. It's not clicking. And Tom Brady, for the last couple of weeks, have been talking about that we're the weak link. You know, we're the weak link. We win with defense and special teams. And early on in the game, because I'm thinking, okay, there are people getting to Tom Brady in the game. But if you go back last week, game or the week before that, the first pass of the game, just a ball in the flat, Tom just sails the ball. He just sails it. I mean, he misses things that he never missed before. Right. And we ask, if Tom Brady, can he still do it? And Kurt, I remember Kurt last week, he showed a few plays of Tom Brady making great plays. I said, yes, but that what it is those are a few plays that you picked out of the game. Tom Brady was making those plays all game, and now he's not making those plays all game. So you start saying, wow, is something happening? Or is all the turnover starting to get to him? You know, AB's in, AB's out. Josh Gordon here, now Josh Gordon gone. Mm-hmm. N'Keal Harry was here. Oh, now he's hurt. He's gone for weeks. Now he's back again. You know, who do you have? Gronk is gone now. So who does he have to consistently work? And I started saying maybe that's the issue. But Tom has been doing that all his career, getting receivers in, getting them out, and still managing that offense. And there's something there now that is not clicking. And that gives the Dallas Cowboys just a sliver of a chance. Because with them not clicking like that, and Dak Prescott clicking in the passing game, that gives them a sliver of a chance. But I don't know, man. It's a hard place to go and try to. You're going to go into Foxborough, and you are America's team. When they've been winning all the Super Bowls, they wear red, white, and blue. They want to snatch that title right off your head. And I don't know if the Cowboys are ready to match that intensity.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. All right, well, let's make you czar of the NFL, all right? No one can question your authority. You can decide whatever the hell you want. What are you doing to Myles Garrett? How far do you want to go with punishing Myles Garrett?
I'm leaving him out the rest of this year. But I'm going to let him play to start of next year. You know, the rest of this year, that'll make it, what, a 6-7-game suspension? You know, and that's about apropos for the way that I have stressed, protecting against head injury. I give a guy 1 or 2 games for hitting somebody that we call targeting when both bodies are moving 20 miles an hour, full speed, and people are ducking at the last second, and you duck down and you hit somebody head on, helmet to helmet, you're liable to get suspended 1 or 2 games. So if you're able, if I'm going to do that, and I know that you're not intentionally trying to do it, it just happens that time, and we're still going to suspend you a game or two. I got to give you the rest of this season for swinging that helmet with that force. And you know, whenever you make those kinds of comments, people are bringing it up. Somebody, Michael, you got fined for swinging a helmet against the Giants back in '95, $12,000. Now, my helmet was off, and the guy that I was – we had a little melee, guys. The guy, he had a helmet on, and I did swing a helmet. And I told him, I said, but the difference is they were not – this was pre-concussion problems, pre-all of that, and they were fining people then. They were just fining them in that situation because it was a brawl, you know, and everything. But this guy had his helmet off, and you saw – Myles Garrett, I love the way he apologized. I believed his apology. Right afterwards, he sounded contrite. But it's not just about Myles Garrett. it's about sending a message to everybody that's playing. You're not going to have somebody swinging a helmet at someone that doesn't have a helmet on full force like that when we're doing all we can to mitigate the CTE and all of this stuff in the league. That's just a no-no. You just can't do it.
All right. Do you buy? Because I think the only team in the AFC that can come out of it that's not New England is Baltimore. Do you buy that or not?
What do you mean?
I think the only team that could beat the Patriots in the AFC and get to the Super Bowl is the Ravens. So you think that or not?
I think there are other teams that have a chance. You know, if Kansas City can get everybody back, y'all, to get Tyreek Hill and you put up some points on that defense like they did last year with the offense that the Patriots are playing now, that's a little stagnant. There's a chance there. There's a chance anybody that can somehow put points up on the Patriots, you'll have a chance. And I think Patrick Mahomes can do that. You know, I don't know if Houston can consistently do it. I don't know if Oakland can consistently do it.
Right,
but just they have so many big play ability, big plays, man, with Hurd and Hill and all of those dudes. Then I think they have a shot at doing it. But I like the Ravens' shot at doing it because they do it the simple way. They're just running the ball down your throat.
Do the Bills make the playoffs or not?
I think the Bills will get in. I think they'll get in because of what you just talked about. When we look at the AFC, there can be, just record alone, two teams coming from the AFC East. That'll be the Patriots and the Bills. So I think the Bills have a shot. And I was telling people about the Bills the other day. Like, there are levels to this. The Bills are beating all the teams they're supposed to beat, but those teams that they're supposed to battle against the Patriots and stuff, they're coming up a little short. So I believe that's exactly what's going to happen. You'll beat all the teams you're supposed to beat and get in the playoffs, and then you'll play one of those teams and come up short, and you'll go home and have to eat on that all offseason and get better and come back next year and try to be ready to beat a playoff team.
Mm. Michael, it's always great talking to you.
Guys, it's always great talking to you guys. What are your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick?
What are our thoughts on him?
He's
never playing in the league again. Let's be real.
It looked, Michael,
right?
And I always want to believe in the best. It looked like he doesn't really have a serious intention of wanting to play NFL football. That was the impression I got after everything that happened over the weekend with changing the location and making it more difficult. And that's
right.
Just the feeling I got coming out of the weekend that I don't want to believe that. I want to believe he wants to play.
That he wants to be more of a modern player.
That's the way it felt coming out of the weekend.
And I say this, Mike, I don't think any owner is going to bring him in with the circus that would involve. I mean, I just don't see that happening.
Right. But I thought he had a chance. Had he gone and done that workout and performed like he did in the workout. And I'm not saying capitulate and give in and be what we, because you see what Kuta Kinte shirt, I'm not saying doing that, which listen, that's a whole other discussion right there. I believe his cause was just when he was talking about social injustice, and we all see what happens with police and some of these situations out here in African America. We've seen that. So I believe his cause was just. Don't get me wrong there. But I sat back and said, well, wait a minute now. These owners, they're not enslaving anybody. They're not forcing you to play football, and they're not forcing you to take tens of millions of dollars.
Right,
made more millionaires out of African Americans than I don't know anybody else or anything else.
Right.
You know, they've helped the plight. So why go there? Just play this game a little bit, just a little bit. Go do that workout, and now you get on a team. If you got on a team, every play you made, or everything you did on that team will bring people back to what you wanted, which is talking about the social injustice, because your calls get amplified because it's in front of millions and millions of people every day.
You're right.
Now,
you're right.
Being a martyr, you're out and nobody's talking about you because you're no news.
They're not talking about what the issue he cares about. They're talking about him. He did this. So I agree with you. I mean, but I don't think it's ending that way, Michael. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to play in the NFL again.
No, I don't see it, Mike. I don't see it. Yeah, and the other thing, you know what? Let me say this too, Mike.
And it It's sad. It really does.
Let me say this too. It's easy to be a martyr when you got the contract you got from Nike. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Well, Muhammad Ali had a much more difficult.
Ali went to jail. Muhammad was broke.
Right.
By the time he came back to fight again after the 3-year hiatus.
Right, but we all remember Ali in his stance because he was in the ring beating your butt again.
That too. Yeah. Because he came back and did his thing, right?
He did.
So if Colin would have just got back on a field,
right,
would have been amplified. All of his causes would have been amplified, and he would have become a bigger martyr than the martyr he's going to be now.
Yes.
Michael, Colin Kaepernick should never be in the same sentence with the greatest Muhammad Ali. Let me just say that. The greatest.
I got you. But if he had gotten back on that field.
I understand.
Then it would have been a do. He had a shot at getting there. And I think he blew it with that last situation.
Yeah.
Michael, great talking to you.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Right,
we love you, bro.
Like that. I apologize.
That's fine.
You know we love you.
We love him, man.
All right, guys.
The great Michael Irvin here in his weekly spot.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.